Delta 7 Japan Mobile. Mobile. Oh, yep, two. I had the volume down. I couldn't tell who was in there. I'm up to get my my ears lowered. Boy, I tell you, it's been a month since I had my haircut, which is normal, but he must not have taken as much off last time. That's the way it is. I just went underneath the bridge. Hopefully you can hear me. Well, what's going on with you?
Post office and ship off my green herring controller. It decided to stop working for some reason. So I got that all packaged here, ready to go there. And then I've got to do the dreaded Walmart run in and run out real quick trip. And a quick stop at Ingles and then home for the day. It's raining, so probably not going to do much.
Get that. Yeah. That's not a lot to me. After I get my haircut, I'm stopping by Tractor Supply. I got to get some deer corn. Elaine's having a fit because she had been able to feed her deer the last two nights. So I've got to stop by there and pick up some deer corn. Yesterday we went to Landrum. Went to a furniture store up there that she wanted to go to and ordered some furniture for our anniversary is coming up in September. And then we went to, I think it's the Hare and the Hound, or the Hound and the Hare, or whatever. Ate lunch there. We sat outside. Really enjoyed that. That was nice. Yesterday's a beautiful day. But we got, yesterday afternoon, after we got home, we really had some really good rain. It got over 0.8 inches. And it may have been an inch worth by the time it's all over. I'm not sure. But when I looked at the time, we had 0.8 inches. N4IQ.
Here, but nothing that really amounts to nothing. I could use a good 3-inch rain to fill up my pool, to tell you the truth. But, well, what are you going to do? And a good part about Landrum is you didn't have to walk up and down 500 stairs to reach your objective. ND7J Mobile.
Although we actually enjoyed that day a lot. Well, the other thing I did yesterday was go to Wireman again. I had to get 500-foot spools of 3/16-inch rope. So I've got everything ready to put that Carolina Wyndham back up that I made. So I already got both pulleys up. I just now what I got to do is shoot through some trees that I might have to pull the antenna through, not over or under. I might have to actually pull it through. So I was going to do it today, but I think by the time I get ready to do that, it's going to be raining. We're supposed to get a lot of rain. But I'm not far away from having that back up. I've just taken it kind of slow over the last month getting things ready. But when I get that back up, I'll have all my antennas back up after that storm. Anyway, I talked to W4KA the other day. I just picked up the phone and called him and had a nice conversation with him. He's still trying to get over the events in his life. So I feel for him. Anyway, I'm just close to where I'm going to get my haircut. So I'll go ahead and say 73s. ND7J and 4IQ.
Give Dave a call too. Real quick though, I wanted to ask you, how's that ground plane, that vertical working?
On 4E, I use it exclusively on teletype contests, and I mean, if I can hear them, I could work them on it, and I really. It's working at least as good as the Wyndham, let's put it that way, and the 160 that I use on 40. It's, can't say it's better. I know it's at least as good, and it probably is better on the DX. I mean, all the DX I was working, I mean, they would get me on the first try. Over.
Curious to know how it was working, so. Alrighty, well, enjoy the haircut. Good talking to you this morning. And I'll talk to ND7J Mobile. Getting in this bad spot anyway. Talk to you later, Bill. 73.